It's 76 degrees in Nashville. We are still under a heat advisory in Nashville. Once again, it should be a sunny and hot day with a high around 100, maybe even up to 101 or so. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The deal to build and operate interstate toll lanes in Tennessee does not impress one international bank. The Tennessee Lookout reports UBS has downgraded the stock for a Spanish construction firm that's part of a consortium tapped to carry out Governor Bill Lee's Choice Lane pilot program on I-24. The Drive TN group agreed to guarantee the state will walk away with $25 billion from the project. Analysts at the Swiss bank say those numbers don't add up. They say the bid costs much more per mile than other managed lanes in the company's portfolio. And they point out that other bidders promised less than half as much payout to the state. They suggest the Drive TN bid may have been inflated in an attempt to secure the contract. Well, don't you hate it when you go to buy a concert ticket and the price suddenly jumps because of mysterious additional fees? A new paper from Vanderbilt shows those fees and price markups from online scalpers cost ticket buyers $11 billion a year. Arts and culture reporter Justin Barney tells us more.
Ticket gouging is not new. It happened in the 1800s when scalpers bought tickets to Charles Dickens' book tour and then resold them for 10 times the price. The difference now is technology. Scalpers create algorithms and bots that can buy thousands of tickets in an instant and then resell them all at a higher price. And there is no limit on the fees that can be added on. Additionally, a federal jury recently determined that Ticketmaster is a monopoly, a ruling that they are appealing. So if ticket buyers want to avoid fees, which are often hidden, inescapable, and tacked on at the last moment, they have nowhere else to go. So they bite the bullet and buy the ticket, leading to huge profits for these companies. But it doesn't have to be this way. The paper suggests a law banning online ticket brokers and capping processing fees at 10%. Some states have already taken steps in this direction. The paper calls on states like Tennessee to do the same. For National Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.
The Tennessee Department of Health is giving Ashland City more than $130,000 to improve pedestrian safety and enjoyment. The funding will support future sidewalk and crosswalk upgrades on Jefferson, Vine, Mulberry, and Main Streets. The state dollars will also pay for enhancements at J.W. Johns Park. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.